Wilson of the International Secret Police.
Ceiling zero.
Abu, an Arab, and a member of the Dread Octopus Gang, is determined to destroy Speed, Clint, and Carlos before they can take off from Mazagan. Accordingly, when he suspects that they will enter the Bastion of the Angels, now a powder magazine and guarded by the French government, he and his men go to the ancient battlements and there, aided by a French guard who is also in the Octopus Gang, plan the destruction of the secret police. Pierre, the Frenchman, obtains a long fuse and goes to the main powder room to attach it to some high explosives with the intention of blowing up the entire bastion as soon as the secret police have entered it. The boys are still making their way along the secret passage leading into the bastion, and Pierre is in the powder room talking to the other guard, trying to attract his attention from what he is about to do.
It is too bad that the commandant and all the rest have gone to the military dinner, n'est-ce pas, Maurice? Me, I should have liked to have gone too.
Someone must guard the bastion. And speaking of that, why have you left your post?
Oh, poof. Nothing ever happens here.
In a powder magazine, anything can happen at any time. You had better return to the walls before the commandant and the others return.
They will not be back before dawn. Or I do not know a military dinner. While I am here, I am going to look around this place. There are many corners in this room I know nothing about. You may go on with your game of solitaire. Pay no attention to me.
You're acting strangely tonight. If you are caught, do not say I did not warn you.
No, mon ami. I shall take all the blame.
This guard duty does get monotonous, particularly inside this room. I cannot understand why you left the outside wall. At least the air is fresh there.
C'est vrai, too fresh. The sea is rising. The natives fear a storm.
Any wind?
No, not yet.
What are you doing in that dark corner?
Oh, just inspecting some cases of high explosives.
I wish you would not. One spark in here and the bastion would be blown to bits and us with it.
Oh, do not worry, Maurice. I know better than to blow the bastion to bits with myself in it.
What is that?
Sounds as if it comes from the door leading to the ancient passage. See what it is, Maurice.
But who could it be? No one ever uses that.
Perhaps the commandant is hoping to surprise us.
If he is, we shall be ready for him.
Oui, by all means. Unbar the door and see what it is. But I advise you to get your gun out.
Do not worry. Advance and declare yourself, whoever you are.
It's only us, mister.
An Arab boy who speaks like an American.
I am an American, and so is my uncle here.
Sacre bleu. Come out here in the light so I can see you better, and do not forget I have my gun trained on you.
Are you sure this man is to be trusted, Carlos?
Si, Clint. We are safe at last. This is completely French, and everyone on the police force knows of the International Secret Police.
Secret Police? You are...
Operators, amigo. Though we look more like beggars in these disguises we wear. You have heard of Clint Barlow?
Mais oui, the greatest of them all.
Si, he stands before you now.
This one?
Si.
But he appears to be an Arab.
Appearances are deceiving, my friend. We're wasting time. Where's your superior officer?
Gone. To a military dinner. Everyone is gone but myself and Pierre over there. Why, he has gone too.
Who is Pierre?
The other guard. He was here only a moment ago. He was anxious to know who was using the ancient passage.
Strange that he would leave without knowing.
Very strange. I don't like the looks of this, Carlos.
But I cannot understand it. One moment he was looking at the high explosive right over there and he was...
Clint, look over there on the floor, leading from those high explosives this guard's talking about. Looks like a fuse.
A fuse?
It is a fuse.
Sacre bleu. It is that Pierre. Now I know why he was inspecting the explosives and why he left his post. We shall all blow up.
Hold on. This is no time to get excited. This Pierre you speak of must be a fool, as well as a villain.
What do you mean?
You get me a sharp knife and a pair of pliers. I'll sever the fuse there at the door or just beyond, and we'll go and see where that fuse leads.
Go immediately, Clint. I'll tend to the fuse here. Our friend here will get the necessary implement.
Very well. I'll leave it to you, Carlos. Speed, you come with me. We have to work fast if we want to capture our would-be murderers.
Abu! Abu!
Yes, Pierre? Is anything wrong?
Everything is right. The secret police are down in the powder room. I have barred all the other exits. There is only one that remains, this one. But first, we shall light the fuse.
You have brought the fuse all the way here? By the beard of the prophet, it must be a long one.
Well, we needed a long one to give us plenty of time to escape from the neighborhood of the bastion.
Light it then and let us be away. The secret police are too close at my heels for my happiness.
Do not worry about them. Can we light the fuse, so? Voila. It is done. Now to make our escape. Unbar the door, Abu.
Yes.
Well? Well, what is wrong?
The bolt. It must be rusted.
Stuck.
It is stuck.
Oh, mon Dieu. Fuse is burning fast. No, the shell. We must open the door and make our escape. We must have time to warn the others of our band on the walls. Here, let me try that door.
Back up, you two.
Pierre, it is Barlow.
Barlow?
Don't move. We've got you covered. Disarm them, Speed, but don't get too close to them.
Okay, Clint. Hand over your guns, Pierre, whatever your name is. Those flashlights, too. You won't need them anymore.
Oh, don't waste time here. We have got to escape. Don't you understand? That fuse.
The fuse? Well, yes, we noticed that on our way here. But surely you wouldn't be so foolish as to have any high explosives at the other end of this fuse?
Huh?
And risk an explosion while you were still within the powder magazine?
By the beard of the prophet, he believes the fuse to be harmless.
But he must not believe such a thing. You have just come from the powder room, have you not, Barlow?
Yes.
And did you not see where this fuse led there?
No, I didn't see the fuse until we started looking for you. The other guard wondered where you were.
But Clint...
Quiet, Speed.
And there is not time to return to the powder room to prove where the fuse leads, Pierre. We must escape.
Escape we shall.
And one move and I'll shoot, Pierre. You're not leaving here until you tell me everything you know about your leader, the octopus.
The octopus?
We know nothing.
And is that why you tried to ambush us at the inn? Why you followed us here?
I do not understand what you mean.
What's the use, Clint?
Take it easy, Speed. Well, I'm in no hurry. We've had rather a hectic night of it. I'm satisfied to stay here until the Commandant and the others return. Perhaps they may be able to throw some light on the matter.
Stay here? Oh, no, mon Dieu, we must leave and immediately.
Not until you tell me everything you know.
The fuse is burning fast. Already its flame is swallowed by the darkness of the passage.
I know nothing, Barlow. Abu can tell you more.
Doggone infidel, do you seek to save your own skin at the expense of mine?
Listen, Clint, why are you doing this?
You seek to blacken my good name, dog give a dog.
Oh, I cannot blacken a name which is not even your own.
What's that?
Oh, nothing at all. But we must leave here. There is not a moment to be wasted.
What do you fear, Pierre?
I have already told you. The fuse leads to high explosives. This bastion was to have been your tomb. It will still be if we do not leave here immediately.
So, you admit this was a trap?
Admit it to save my skin? I admit everything.
So, this is the sort of dog the master trap.
Master? The octopus? Very well. I can wait for you to talk as long as you wish to remain silent.
Oh, Abu, for the love of heaven, tell this Barlow, this devil without nerve, whatever you can. It is our only chance for life.
There are worse things than death, Pierre. If I speak now, my tongue may be silenced in a far more unpleasant way than any quick death.
He's afraid of what the octopus will do to him if he talks, Clint, like all the others have been.
Oh, speak, Abu.
Listen, Abu, if you tell us what you know, at least you'll be in the custody of the secret police. You will not have freedom, but you will have protection.
Vengeance can reach me anywhere.
Oh, nonsense. The octopus has hypnotized you into believing him infallible. But we caught up with him in Tibet and we'll do it again in Africa. If men like you will help us.
If I could only believe.
Believe him? Oh, we believe him. Believe him as much as you believe that fuse that is burning straight to our death. Pour l'amour de ciel, Abu, have mercy, have mercy.
Behold the craven, Clint Barlow. If I must work with such jackals as this, Pierre, then I shall not work. I will tell you what little I know.
Well, let's have it.
And quickly, before we are blown to bits.
I, with my band, was stationed here to murder you and the others.
By whose orders? The octopus?
Yes.
Where is he now?
That I cannot say. He moves about constantly. But my last order came from Marrakesh. I received it only this afternoon. They are awaiting word from me as to what I have accomplished.
Then the octopus must still be in Marrakesh.
Yes, Speed. This is our first big break.
Now that you know everything, let us leave this cursed place.
Speed, did you find them?
Oh, yes, Carlos. Come here, will you?
See, with the greatest of pleasure.
Oh, mon Dieu.
Well, what a happy little crowd we have here, no? Have you well met, amigos?
This madman laughs while death and destruction come closer and closer. What is that he is carrying?
These. The other end of the fuse. I cut at the door of the bar room so that it could do no harm.
No harm? Mon Dieu, in all the time we thought. And Abu told everything he knew about the octopus.
Silence, you fool!
Hey, why'd you hit him, Abu?
To silence him. And now, what follows, Barlow?
Carlos, this man has just told us that he last had word from the octopus from Marrakesh.
Marrakesh? Behold, that which we seek, the end of our journey, is accomplished.
What's that, Carlos?
Marrakesh. The beautiful, beloved by all who enter its speed. But with the octopus there, it will soon lose its beauty.
We'll remedy that. We're going there immediately. Abu, I want you to radio the octopus that you're still following us. We must hold him there until we can fly to Marrakesh.
What's that?
Thunder. The storm has broken. Dare you fly in the teeth of its fury?
Dare we? With the octopus in Marrakesh? We've got to. Come on.